Patriots Arise, Reclaiming America's Conservative Heart. In today's edition, we dive deep into the heart of conservative thought, shedding light on the critical issues facing our nation through the lens of Fox News Channel's primetime lineup. From the Ingram angle to Jesse Waters' primetime and Sean Hannity, we bring you a compelling synthesis of discussions that cut through the noise of the mainstream narrative. Our journey traverses the murky waters of Biden's presidency, the strategic maneuvers within the GOP, and the unsettling trends in liberal governance. As we navigate these tumultuous times, our mission remains steadfast: to arm you with the insights necessary for informed discourse and action. Join us as we dissect the intricate web of political dynamics, underscored by the unwavering spirit of conservatism that defines our collective resolve. Reclaiming the conservative vision, navigating the shadows of Biden's America. In today's comprehensive briefing from our premier conservative daily, we delve into a potpourri of topics as discussed on the recent special edition of the Ingram Angle, anchored by Pete Hegseth, direct from Columbia, South Carolina. Our analysis begins with a glaring spotlight on President Joe Biden's increasing reliance on cheat sheets, a trait that has not only become a subject of derision, but now also raises concern among his very backers. According to Axios, this development paints a rather unflattering picture, one of a White House attempting to micromanage its leaders' every utterance, contrasting sharply with the image of his predecessor, Donald Trump, who is known for his unscripted and impartial engagements. Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, joined the conversation, drawing parallels between Biden's presidency and the final reclusive years of Howard Hughes, marked by a significant disconnect from public and erratic behavior. Hanson articulates a thought-provoking perspective on the president's tenure, suggesting it's built on a foundation of deceit aimed at camouflaging a radical left agenda behind the affable good old Joe facade. This strategy, Hanson surmises, is increasingly becoming apparent to the American populace, casting shadows of doubt on the remaining tenure of Biden's administration. Further exploration of the segment brings to light the dynamics between Biden and the press. The protective veneer meticulously crafted by his aides, coupled with a compliant press, appears to be disintegrating, exposing the rather precarious position of his office. Particularly telling is the discourse surrounding the 25th Amendment, previously weaponized against Trump, but now conspicuously absent in discussions around Biden, hinting at a growing disillusionment within media ranks and a poignant reflection of shifting allegiances, or perhaps realization. On an international scale, Hanson critically assesses Biden's approach towards Russia and its President Putin. Sanctions, tough talk, and a posture that was meant to be assertive have seemingly failed to achieve their intended deterrent effect, pointing towards a widening chasm between rhetoric and action in U.S. foreign policy, a critique that underscores the erosion of American influence and might on the global stage. A surprising twist comes from the realm of GOP politics, where former Trump advisor Stephen Miller unveils Nikki Haley's strategic pivot towards Democratic voters in the South Carolina primary. This unusual alliance elucidates the lengths adversaries will traverse to mitigate Trump's sway over the conservative base, revealing the convoluted battleground where the future of GOP leadership is contested. Zooming into the microcosm of liberal governance, the broadcast brings forth an echoing voice from Chicago. Amidst the escalating chaos propagated by open border policies, soaring crime rates, and the temerity of sanctuary cities, this voice resonates deeply with the conservative ethos, for the first time repudiating the liberal mandate under Biden and his counterparts. This disillusionment, emanating from one of America's iconic cities, underscores the dire repercussions of liberal governance and the burgeoning recognition of the need for staunch conservative policies. As we stand at this pivotal juncture, navigating the tumultuous waters of Biden's America, the collective resolve of the conservative movement remains undeterred. Our discourse, underpinned by unwavering support for the pillars of law, order, and conservative values, aims to reinvigorate the spirit that constitutes the bedrock of our great nation. This morning's digest not only serves as a window into the complex, often convoluted narrative unfolding across our political landscape, but also as a clarion call to our readers. It beckons us to engage, deliberate, and mobilize towards reinstating the principles that have traditionally fortified our society. Through informed dialogue, steadfast commitment, and an unyielding defense of the red, white, and blue, we venture forth, undismayed by the challenges that lie ahead. In the spirit of unity and resilience, we march on, imbued with the audacity of hope and the conviction that the dawn of reclamation for conservative America is upon us. Here's to forging ahead with the foresight, grace, and tenacity that define not just our movement, but our very essence as patriots. Until we meet again in tomorrow's briefing, let us remain vigilant stewards of the values we hold dear, diligently paving the way for a future replete with promise, prosperity, and principled governance. Stay informed, stay engaged, and above all, stay true to the enduring spirit of conservatism that courses through the veins of our great nation, navigating the Newsom navigations and Biden blunders, a night with Jesse Waters. In the whirlpool of political commentary, last night's Jesse Waters World on Fox News Channel was a dive deep into contemporary issues shadowing the American political landscape. Let's untangle the threads of discussion, shall we? The evening kicked off with a lighthearted yet telling skit, illustrating California Governor Gavin Newsom's recent escapades, dubbed the Undercover Gov. Newsom, portrayed as donning various professional disguises ranging from a garbage man to a fisherman, encapsulated the program's critique of political figures engaging in publicity stunts detached from their policy's real-world consequences. Yet the segment ingeniously shifted from satire to serious critique, highlighting Newsom's perceived overreach and insinuations of presidential ambitions as he waltzed into the White House, throwing shade at Mayorkas and receiving ambiguous praise from President Biden for the high-speed rail project plagued with criticisms and delays. As the night progressed, Jesse Waters shifted the focus toward President Biden's reported missteps and disconnections, not just from his Democratic donors' expectations, but also from the American populace's pressing concerns. From fumbling names to holding Nancy Pelosi's hand for stability, the portrayal of Biden evoked a sense of a leadership more focused on appearances than addressing America's soaring immigration issues, economic inflation, and global standing. The conversation took a dramatic turn with the portrayal of internal Democratic dissent, revealing cracks within the party as progressives openly reject Biden's leadership for a second term, signaling a brewing storm as the 2024 elections approach. Heightening the political drama, the program delved into the dissatisfaction brewing among African-American voters in Chicago, showcasing clips where the community expressed frustration over the Democratic Party's policies favoring illegal immigrants over native citizens. The segment served as a poignant reminder of the deep-seated issues within urban America, further fueled by policies perceived as neglectful towards longstanding supporters. The narrative took another twist with the inclusion of an Australian guest, offering an external perspective on America's current identity crisis. His observations on America's cultural self-flagellation and the contrasting strict immigration policies of nations like Japan and South Korea posed challenging questions about American exceptionalism in today's global context. Capping off the evening, the spotlight turned to escalating crime rates and their political implications, alongside the partisan play within primaries, teasing a potential showdown between perceived favorite candidates and underdogs. This conversation tied back to the overarching theme of the evening, the intricate ballet of political maneuvers, public perception, and the relentless quest for power amidst America's ever-evolving social and political climate. In sum, Jesse Waters' World offered a tantalizing blend of satire, critical analysis, and candid discussions, painting a vivid tableau of the challenges, choices, and characters dominating the current American political saga. As we navigate these turbulent times, the program stands as a beacon for viewers seeking clarity, perspective, and a dash of humor in understanding the complex narrative of American politics. Crossroads of conservatism, rallying for America's future amidst Biden's battle for approval. In a vibrant episode of Hannity on Fox News, broadcasting from South Carolina, a critical analysis unfolds, presenting a deep dive into the core issues and personalities shaping the current political narrative from a conservative viewpoint. The show, known for its unapologetically right-leaning stance, touches upon President Joe Biden's faltering approval ratings, the crucial upcoming South Carolina Republican presidential primary, and the broader implications for the conservative movement and American governance. At the heart of the discussion is President Joe Biden's perceived desperation in the face of declining approval ratings, with Hannity highlighting Biden's utilization of racial politics as a tactic to undermine Republican opponents. Citing a Gallup poll indicating a 38% approval rating for Biden and widespread concerns over his age and capacity to serve, Hannity sets the stage for a discourse centered on the Democratic administration's challenges and missteps. The episode intensively covers the imminent South Carolina Republican primary, a battleground state pivotal for former Governor Nikki Haley and former President Donald Trump. Haley, faced with significant polling deficits against Trump, is depicted as engaging in a last-ditch effort to salvage her campaign. The commentary suggests that her performance in South Carolina could define or derail her political trajectory, underlining the high stakes involved. Trump's strategy and his unwavering confidence are prominently featured, with Hannity showcasing Trump's large-scale rally in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Trump's direct appeal to voters emphasizes defeating Biden and restoring previous administration policies, especially regarding economic issues. Through interviews with South Carolinians, Hannity captures the grassroots support for Trump, echoing sentiments of dissatisfaction with the current administration's handling of inflation and national security. Biden's leadership comes under rigorous scrutiny. Hannity critiques Biden's numerous public gaffes and policy blunders, framing them as indicative of a broader crisis of competence within the White House. From misnaming foreign dignitaries to awkward public interactions, these moments are used to question Biden's fitness for office. Furthermore, Hannity discusses the administration's approach to border security and foreign policy, portraying Biden's strategies as weak and ineffective in safeguarding American interests. The show doesn't shy away from discussing internal Republican dynamics, focusing on Haley's uphill battle and her persistence despite unfavorable odds. The dialogue explores the implications of her continued candidacy on party unity and resource distribution, interrogating the wisdom of diverting funds from pivotal races to support her campaign. Through interviews with conservative figures like Laura Trump, the episode amplifies calls for Republican consolidation behind Trump's leadership, positioning him as the viable candidate to counter Democratic policies and ensure a conservative victory in the upcoming elections. Critiques extend to the broader Democratic agenda, with Hannity and his guests decrying what they perceive as a radical inclination within the party, exemplified by discussions around governmental overreach and economic mismanagement. As the discussion unfolds, the episode becomes a rallying point for conservative solidarity, urging viewers to recognize the significance of the upcoming electoral battles. With incisive commentary and strategic insights, Hannity articulates a conservative vision for America's future, one that champions economic prosperity, national security, and the preservation of foundational values against the backdrop of democratic governance perceived as faltering and out of touch with American needs. The Hannity episode encapsulates a moment of reflection and mobilization for the conservative movement, weaving together critiques of the Biden administration, analyses of Republican primary dynamics, and calls for strategic action in the lead-up to pivotal electoral contests. By dissecting leadership qualities, policy positions, and electoral prospects, the show crafts a narrative of urgency for conservatives, highlighting the critical crossroads at which American politics and governance presently stand. Toward a reclaimed future, the conservative charge. As we conclude today's briefing, let us reflect on the essence of our journey together. The discussions and analyses we've engaged with are more than just commentary. They are a clarion call to action for every conservative patriot. In the face of adversity, our collective spirit is our greatest asset. It is what propels us forward toward a future where our values are not just preserved but flourish. The battles we face are steeped in the principles of freedom, integrity, and the enduring legacy of American exceptionalism. Let us stand united with our sights set on the horizon of a reclaimed conservative vision for America. Our charge is clear: to remain vigilant, informed, and unyieldingly committed to the cause that binds us. Together, we are not just participants in the political arena, we are the torchbearers of a movement poised to reshape the future. Stay true, stay engaged, and let us forge ahead with the resolve that has always defined us. Here's to the triumph of our ideals and the steadfast pursuit of a brighter, more principled tomorrow.